Now it's time for our first interview of the show, and joining me in studio we have Chanel Fredericks from the very cool Cape Town Museum of Childhood. So on Friday the 1st of October, the Cape Town Museum of Childhood officially opened and invited children and adults of all ages to explore and celebrate childhood. This interactive museum, the first museum of childhood in Africa, houses a national collection of childhood-related exhibitions and activities. The museum aims to capture the heritage of childhood and the role that children play in society. It is a project of the Center of Early Childhood Development, and to talk to us today about the museum and its opening is Chanel Fredericks, the museum outreach worker. Welcome to the show, Chanel. How are you today?
Thank you. Hi, Emily. Shame, I know that was a mouthful to read, but thank you for that awesome introduction. I am doing so well. How are you today?
I am great. I'm so happy to be here.
Yes.
Can you please tell us more about the Cape Town Museum of Childhood and what it's all about?
Okay, cool. So, like you rightfully said, the Cape Town Museum of Childhood is a flagship project of the Center for Early Childhood Development. And it is a museum, an interactive one, that explores and celebrates childhood. We really want to debunk the myth that museums are these scary, dark places. I mean, you walk in, there's like an old woman saying, "Welcome, it's 10 rand." We want to change that. And when you do visit our museum, you'll see that we have some young, fresh people in the entrance. When you walk in, there's a lot of energy just from the kids and parents that are already there. And you can then definitely explore various aspects of childhood.
Why was the museum started?
Okay, so the director of the Center for Early Childhood Development, Professor Eric Atmore, he visited the Museum of Childhood in London and he thought, oh my word, this is so incredible. We don't have this in Africa. We don't have this in South Africa. And so he came back and he brought the idea to our team and we said, okay, cool, let's make this happen because it is the first of its kind in Africa. And childhood in Cape Town and in South Africa is so vibrant. And why not then have a space that explores and celebrates that?
Can you please tell us about the opening and how has the museum been received so far?
Okay, so the opening was amazing. It was festive. We had loads of people coming in. We had grandpas and grandmas bringing their grandchildren. We had moms and dads bringing their children. It was lovely. We had lovely ice lollies. Some people came. We had, you know, like Jelly Jollies, the old school ice lollies. Yeah, it was just incredible. It was lovely to see how people interacted with our various exhibits. We had some TikTok influencers come, some Instagram influencers. So it was really, really lovely. Everybody seemed like they really enjoyed it.
I believe you had a soft opening on Heritage Day. What was the event like?
Yeah, that was also so great. We invited some people who had been involved in the exhibitions at the museum to come and join us at the soft opening. We had lots of children as well. It was lovely. We had performances from an organization called Project 021, which focuses on the performing arts. We had some young people do a dance and some two young girls sang. Then we also had Mark Lottering there and it was lovely to have him because he spoke about his childhood and, you know, he's so funny. It's like a laugh per minute. So it was really lovely to have him. And yeah, we just, it was really just lovely to finally open because it took us about 6 years. Hey, this museum has been 6 years in the making. So it was lovely just to be open and have people just enjoy the museum.
What kind of exhibits are at the museum?
Okay, so let me take you through a little walk. So as you come into the museum, you have our reception desk, and then on the left we have a children's rights room. So it's based on the United Nations Conventions of Children's Rights, and their children can explore what their rights are. And then just through that room, the next exhibit is the rights from children's rights to reality. And so my colleague decided that she was going to collect these lamppost posters that kind of were the headlines of various newspaper articles. So then we see from the one exhibit, which is children's rights, we see what these children's rights are, and in the next room we see how these rights are being violated. And we kind of want to give the actual state of what childhood is like for children in Cape Town. Then we have another room that's called 100 Years of Toys. We will literally have toys probably from your parents and your grandpa's and your grandparents' time as well. So it's a really interesting room where parents come with their children. The child says, oh, this is my toy. And the mother says, no, this Kingfisher toy is one that I played with. So that's a really interesting room. Then we've got an arts and crafts room. We've got a story room, which houses a lovely collection of children's books. We have a room that is dedicated to the Red Cross Children's Hospital, where we actually have RX Radio is being live streamed in there. So that's really cool. Children can go in and listen to that. Then we also have a District 6 room, which was done by the District 6 Museum. So it also talks about that story and what kind of happened there. And then we've got a Mandela and Children room that's based on a book that we did in celebration of Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. So in that room, you'll find stories of adults who met Nelson Mandela as a child. And then we also have a screening room where we screen various videos related to childhood.
That sounds so cool. I would love to go there one day.
Yes, you can come today if you want. We are open.
How can people find the museum and when is it open?
Okay, so the museum is literally around the corner here from Red Cross Hospital. It's based at 3 Milner Road, Rondebosch. And we are open from Wednesdays to Saturdays from 10 to 4 p.m. So that's Wednesdays to Saturdays from 10 to 4 p.m.
What message would you like to give to the children of the hospital who are listening?
Yeah, I just want to say that we acknowledge you, we admire your strength and your courage. And I do want to say, in the Red Cross Children's Hospital exhibition, we actually have a little post box. So we have children coming in there who are then able to write letters of encouragement and support to the children here at Red Cross Hospital. So we're hoping to at least come and deliver those little postcards soon. Okay, so we are thinking of you. We're encouraging people to kind of connect with you. So yeah, we hope that you find those messages comforting and encouraging.
The postbox idea is so cool.
It is amazing. It's so sweet. And you know, people are really taking their time to sit in that room and write these encouraging messages. So yeah.
That's cool. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
All I'd like to say is please come and visit the museum. You won't regret it. It is for free, so you don't have to pay to come in there. And yeah, we hope to see all of you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me in studio today.